and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
2 days until the NFL draft. Yesterday, we told you it was going to be Cooper DeJean, no surprise, going to be the first Iowa player taken, probably a first-round pick, hopefully to the Packers at 25. But what about the first Cyclone taken? Well, it'll be TJ Tampa, 6'2", 200-pound cornerback. He is a guy that can go maybe in the first round. I've seen him mocked in the first round all the way back to the third round. What do the nerds at 2MinuteDrill.com think of TJ Tampa?
TJ Tampa is a highly intelligent prospect who spent most of his time playing the boundary but showed the versatility to move inside when called on. He has above average length and tracks the ball in flight with ease, making receivers' lives at the catch point difficult. Tampa is a tenacious player with a good handle on his own physicality, eager to jam receivers and come downhill to lay huge hits thanks to his terrific closing speed. His backpedal is smooth and it's rare for him to open his hips up and break early. Tampa has excellent route recognition and great anticipation mid-route. It's very hard for receivers to disengage from him once he's in phase. In zone, Tampa plays patiently, understanding that controlling the space around him is his immediate goal.
Got all that?
That basically, Tampa is a patient lover.
Like, there you are. Again, I've seen him mocked anywhere into the late 20s, early 30s, and then some mock drafts have him going all the way to the third round, the second half of Friday night. Some of his negatives tends to backpedal a little too deep. People think that might just be scheme-related, perhaps. You can coach that. He's not super fluid, which means he's not super bendy, which means he's probably not going to be useful as a blitzer at the next level. But the comparison I have seen at the NFL level is that TJ Tampa compares to San Francisco defensive back Charvarius Ward. It's pretty good company to be in if you're compared to one of the starting defensive backs for a team that just played in the Super Bowl and is one of the best defenses in the NFL the last couple of years. So expect him to go maybe Thursday, more likely on Friday than on Thursday. He'd look good in a Packers uniform at number 41, I promise you that. Also, some NFL news. A longtime Falcons quarterback, Matt Ryan, officially retired. Zach Wilson was traded from the Jets to the Broncos for a sixth-round pick. And Kansas City gave contract extensions to team president Mark Donovan, general manager Brent Veach, and head coach Andy Reid. That's what happens when you win back-to-back Super Bowls. You get contract extensions and pay raises. So I can't wait for the draft. I know you guys are going to have a podcast coming up Thursday morning to preview the draft. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you about the players who will be picked elsewhere from Iowa, Iowa State. And I got one from Northern that could get his name called this week as well.
Yes, please pay attention, Wicket, to Hike Check.
I will, for Thursday morning, right?
On Laser 103.3, Everything That Mocks.
It's not bad.
I think that you're going to be a very popular choice, Wicket, because people want to hang out with you so much until they've hung out with you once and they realize.
What's up, Wicket?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.